Hey everybody, this is Joe and the Method, round two, 5 minutes on the table. Yesterday, I kind of informed everyone of who I am and why I'm here, and there's a lot more that's going to come out over time. Briefly put, a little bit more specific, I take the bar next week, I've got a startup I'm working on, and I have this whole idea of the Salazar Method. That wasn't even a name I came up with, someone else came up with, and it stuck. But just like I mentioned yesterday, I'm here to share the best of what I have to offer. And, you know, honestly, that's not everything. But that was a starting point. The idea of being a better public speaker was a proxy. It was a gateway to talk about the more meaningful things I want to share. But it's still there. And it's still real, and I'm pushing it forward. But at the end, there's about two or three principles I'm going to be putting out the next couple of days. Not long, drawn-out, foundational things. I think things that are relevant and important for you to get what it is I'm going to be doing. You know, one of those things, well, I guess a couple of them are going to be buzzwords, whether it's value or authenticity or passion. And I don't use the word passion anymore because it means so many things. I think it's overused and it doesn't really help us get to the point. But moving towards that, and then the big thing, personal pitch, which will be the more substantive thing that I'm going to be offering. You know, the idea of value. I remember a few years ago, I was listening to an interview with Alex Icahn talking to Brian Rose, and he says, if you want to find money in the world, don't go looking for it. Just think of ways to add value to people's life. And that seems reasonable. It seems like the foundation for every business that was started out there. Give people value, improve their quality of life, and obviously they'll give you something in return, which means if you really like what you're doing, you can continue to do it much longer. But here's the thing. You know, value. I do believe, like many people are out there, and as I said yesterday, you've got your lessons, you've got your insights, you've got your unique perspectives. It's a platform. And for me, the Salazar Method, I've got it listed out. I'm sharing a particular platform, perspective, and a message, and I'll share those later on. But adding value, it isn't just sharing your insights and your lessons, as meaningful and as important as they may be. There's a second step I think most people forget. It's the idea that a lot of people attempt to make good on the personal promise of improving their lives. They watch videos, they read books, and they go after all the gurus and all the information they can get. But I know for me, sometimes I've been sitting with the good stuff and I just don't know how to make it work. I think where it really comes down is you know who you are and you know what you're offering. That second step is taking the time and the opportunity to look at the person in front of you and say, hey, I get you. I see your context. I see your circumstance. I know a little bit about who you are. And rather than giving you everything I have whole and letting you figure it out, I've got a way, I figured it out, a plan of execution, how we're going to take what I'm talking about and apply it to you individually. Because then, that thing, that output, That unique plan of execution that comes out on the other end, that's value. Because you're giving something to somebody that they can work on immediately. And that's what this channel is going to be about for the people I speak to or interview or however all that works. It's the idea that for me, value isn't just sharing these perspectives, these lessons and insights. It's working with you and the people that I have on to individually apply it. Because it's in that application where the magic happens. Now, one of the things that I said I'm going to be talking about later this week, personal pitch, just like companies find a way to align their vision and their mission and connect the dots to give value to people, you know, selling a product, a service. One of the things that I've come across is that each and every one of us has our own value proposition or personal pitch. And it's going to be important for two reasons. One, by going through the process, starting with conviction, and I'll do that later this week. It's getting to the core, not just of what we believe, but those particular firmly held beliefs that really dictate our behavior. Because if we can start by analyzing and making peace with the things deep down inside that we find, and utilizing them to get to a point where we are willing to stand up in front of others and defend what it is we are talking about, that will get you to the point where you have value to offer and you really know what that is.